The name of the tune is Black On Me Tafel, op die klank van jou lewe. If you just tuned in, welcome to the OFM Business Hour with me, Olebogeng. Now, the International Fraud Summit held by the Southern African Fraud Prevention Service, known as SAFPS for short, and the Insurance Crime Bureau is on the horizon. And we're discussing the summit and the issue of fraud and bullying with the spokesperson for SAFPS, Smolgosia Shab.
Well, I mean, the whole point of our discussion today is around the fraud summit, but I thought let's maybe talk about fraud in its essence at first. You know, how prevalent is fraud in South Africa? Do you have some stats for us just to get a sense of the prevalence of fraud in the country?
Yes, I certainly can share those with you. So our research shows that identity theft has grown by more than 300% between 2021 and 2022. And then cases involving money laundering have increased by 97% over instances recorded in 2021. And in terms of scams, there was a 600% increase in incidents reported by our members in 2022 when compared to 2018. And then according to a 2021 Interpol report, South Africa tops Africa in cyber threats and is third in the world with 230 million threats detected in 2021.
My goodness, what makes us such a target for these threats?
You know what, I think it's just the rise of all the different scams and money mules, and that is why we have our annual fraud summit, just to create this awareness, because people just become a little bit maybe complacent or fall victim. You know, the vulnerable ones are the ones that fall victim, and maybe because they're just not aware of things.
Well, before we get into that, the 2023 Fraud Summit, which is a must listen to or must watch by everyone in the country, what is money muling?
Yeah, so I think one of the most common forms of money muling is when a victim is approached by someone claiming that they need to send money to a family member in another country and they need a bank account to perform this transaction. Wanting to help, many people willingly let these fraudsters use their bank account. Fraudsters then use these accounts for several illegal activities. And research by CIFAS points out that money muling funds drug trafficking, human trafficking, and other terrorist activities. So, yeah, it is quite a hot topic at the moment.
And would you say that, I mean, these feel like, you know, a lack of information, I guess, for ordinary citizens may be the problem in making, you know, ordinary citizens like myself prone to these scams. But do you see this happen to businesses as well?
Yes, definitely. I think businesses are not immune to it, but certainly it's just creating that or not being aware of these threats that then puts you in this predicament.
Well, on, a hopeful note, let's take a look at the 2023 Fraud Summit. Well, Gosha, tell us more about what the summit is about and what delegates can expect from this year's events.
So this summit highlights the prevalence of fraud and scams in South Africa and the growing nature of the risks that consumers face. Delegates will be provided insights into money muling, scams, cybercrime, impersonation fraud, and the importance of securing your biometrics. So once again, SAFPS is passionate about moving towards a proactive approach to combating fraud, and having a national discussion such as this is the first step. So SAFPS will also be providing some insights into future platforms that will take the fight to the fraudsters.
Will the fraud conference only feature South African speakers?
No, fortunately we've got speakers from Australia, the UK, the US and the Netherlands, and they'll be sharing their experiences combating fraud in their countries.
Definitely a global perspective, essentially. Well, let's get into other logistics. When is the conference being held? And for people that are unable to be at the actual venue where it will be held, is it happening virtually as well, or is it just in person?
So with it having an international flair, we've opted to go for the virtual route. It'll only be held online, and this will be taking place in 2 weeks' time on the 17th of May. There is a cost involved, and for more details, you are welcome to log on to our website, because the event is not exclusive to SAFPS members or affiliates.
Just to get a sense of how you guys work, if I suspect that my identity has been stolen and I do want to ensure that there are measures that I can put in place via the Southern African Fraud Prevention Service, what is it that I can do? How can I get a hold of you for help?
Okay, so as soon as you feel that your ID has been compromised, we do advise that you log on to our website, which is www.safes.org.za, and you have the option then to do the digital registration or the manual registration.
And this is different from the listing?
Correct, yes. It is different from the listing. So SAFPS obviously has got different facets to it, but to the consumer, the free service that is offered is the protection of their ID if they feel that it's been compromised.
Thank you so much, Malgosha. Any closing remarks?
Got some obviously interesting elements as well. So we like to always add in elements of sort of human touch and skill. So we've got Clinton Spain and Brian Schimmel, and they're going to be doing a session on bullying, which is maybe very different from, you know, from fraud, but quite in line with the topic, because sometimes people are coerced into certain things. So this is not only, you know, for people that are interested in fraud, but it really is quite a diverse topic. And we've also got our keynote address, which will be Stafford Matthews. He is a tech investor, board member and startup advisor.
Her name is Malgosha Shub. She's a spokesperson for the South African Fraud Prevention Service. It's known as SAFPS for short. And we're talking about the upcoming International Fraud Summit. It's held by them as well as the Insurance Crime Bureau. On the way on the OFM Business Hour, it's your business of the day.